that has, you know, that that has the power, you know, to help the person, you know, help the ordinary beings to generate the self-grasping again in the future or in the later. So that is the seed, you know, of the self-grasping. And then also the attachment, the anger, jealousy, and so forth, so other delusions, and that comes from the self-grasping. And so all these, you know, are, you know, all these are deluded obstacles.
Oh yeah. Yeji tholam shuri yeji lam maga ya dobi ta raja tholam shuri raja lam maga ya dobi ta yin na ro di yeju se yin de pa pa wa ta ani yeji da chu be ko po tho wa ta raja da chu be ko po tho to ya yo des.
And then as there are, you know, three different vehicles, like the hearers and soldier realizers and Mahayana, so if one is a practitioner who is entering into the hearer's path and then, you know, practicing, you know, practicing all the way through, all the way up to, all the way up to one achieve the state of arhat, or path of normal learning, and then entering into the, you know, soldier realizer's path and practicing all the way until one achieve the normal learning path of the soldier realizers. Then, so then when one has in that path, when one has realized, when one has abandoned all these delusions, then one achieves the state of, you know, state of liberation of that path or of that vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Yeju na raja galalo majo bachi ne tambo de tabachi belalo shure sanji kombo to nomi ji na rota di yeju se nunje che ade ro ane sa jeva to ba ta de sama pa ro yo des.
And then if he's someone or a practitioner who has not entered into the hearers and soldier realizers path but entered into the Mahayana path and then goes along the Mahayana path, then then he or she abandons all these delusions when that practitioner reaches the earth bhumi or the earth ground.
Oh yeah. Oh, that is. That is the usual that she do when the chayoni, then the jibacha dance. Then the jibacha dance, the one be sure, you know, to be chatanji hidden. The current level catching is enough, so tamji chamba top on a positive to enjoy. What is it? Come then, she do when the shady.
So that those deluded obstacles, you know, are the main obstacle, you know, to the attainment of the liberation. So, and then next one, which is the obstacle to omniscience. So this is the propensities of grasping at a true existence and all parts of mistaken dualistic appearance that arise due to the power of these propensities are obstacles to omniscience and obstacles that mainly obstruct the attainment of an exalted knower of all, or the attainment of the state of full enlightenment or Buddhahood.
Oh yeah.
And so, once one have abandoned this, you know, grasping at the true existence, the obstacle to omniscience, the obstacle to omniscience. Once one, you know, abandoned that, you know, through going through all the, you know, 10th bhumis, so 10 grounds, when one abandoned, at the end of the 10th ground, when one abandoned these obstacles, you know, to omniscience, then at the same time, one achieved the state of full enlightenment. And so, in both obstacle to omniscience and deluded obstacles, they have the seeds and the propensities left by these delusions. So, among the seeds and the propensities is more difficult to abandon, and the seeds are easier to abandon. So, therefore, the grasping at the deluded obstacles are considered as the seed, and the obstacle you know, to omniscience as the propensities of the, you know, of that delusions. And so in this school, whether it is a practitioner who have entered into the, who have gone through the hearers or soldier religious path and enter into the Mahayana path, you know, or someone who enter into the Mahayana path from the beginning, when that practitioner reaches the ninth ground, you know, and the ninth ground, you know, during the ninth and the tenth ground, then the practitioner will, you know, strive on a, in a strive to abandon the obstacle to omniscience. Now, before that, one the practitioner cannot, you know, will not be able to abandon them and abandon those obstacles to omniscience, and will not attempt to do that. You know, so only after achieving the ninth ground, then the practitioner will strive to do that. So that is about the object of abandonment, and the next one is the actual presentation of grounds and paths. And so there is no difference in terms of superiority among the views that are the objects of meditation of the persons of the three vehicles, because all three are alike in taking as their main object of meditation subtle selflessness of person and subtle selflessness of phenomena. So anyway, what he's saying is that there is no difference in what they meditate on. They all, so even if it's the hearers or soldier realizers or Mahayana practitioner, they are all same in meditating on emptiness, right? The selflessness or emptiness. And so therefore there is no difference in the objects, you know, so there's no objects, you know, which some is higher or some is lower. But there is a difference in the abandonment. You know, so the hearers and soldier realizers, they mainly abandon the, you know, the deluded obstacles, and then the hearer and then the Mahayana and the Mahayana vehicle, the practitioner mainly abandons, you know, the the obstacle to omniscience. So there's no difference in the in terms of the realization of emptiness, you know, whether in a hero's path, soldier's path, or Mahayana path. Yeah. So the realization of emptiness is the same, you know. So in all these three vehicles, you know, the realization of emptiness is the same, but it can become different because of the things that it is conjoined with, you know. So because in the Mahayana path, it is conjoined with the bodhicitta, so therefore it can be, you know, looked in a little different way than that, you know, which is not conjoined with bodhicitta.
Gobala tene shidupan duyata.